So let's take a look at the financial report brought to you by Cetera Advisor Network and Pavlos Panagopoulos. How you doing, man?
Yep.
Good morning. How you doing, Pavlos?
Yes, you know, this Omicron variant game changer. Investors are preparing for maybe a bear market. But, you know, I guess Friday was a Black Friday sale for stocks. Looks like we're having another sale today. But, you know, there's lots of good deals on Friday. But speaking of Omicron, Eric, you know, that's the 15th letter in the Greek alphabet. Now, how would I know that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
if you keep naming the Greek alphabet, it only has 24 letters, two less than the English language. But it's funny how we always use the Greek letters for hurricanes and variants.
Right? Sounds like you think these variants are just one more thing to deal with. But could this Omicron be the black swan you always talk about, that event from left field that no one expected?
Well, Eric, you know, one thing we've learned about this pandemic is there's always a disease out there, a variant or catastrophe waiting for us. You know, one lesson I learned over Thanksgiving is my 94-year-old, to be soon 94-year-old father-in-law, my 89-year-old mother-in-law, she'll be 89 on Sunday.
Wow.
They say don't be afraid to live and enjoy your family, celebrate the holiday season this year, and it's important that we basically do that before the year ends. So everybody needs to take a deep breath, yep. Eric, and see the forest. Don't focus on what the consensus media tells us, to focus on the trees and also these new variants.
So if this isn't a black swan and we're just learning from the Greek alphabet, why did the market swoon on Black Friday? Nearly 900 points for the Dow. What forest should we be looking at?
We know the market's down today, right? So, yep. You know, I guess everybody's starting to realize the Fed and Washington has painted us into an inflation corner, mm-hmm. and we're not going to be getting out of that anytime soon. Again, variant or no variant, supply chain or no supply chain, you know, what's really to blame is poorly thought out and poorly executed fiscal and monetary policies from Washington, and you know what? We're all going to pay higher prices from now on.
You're saying that we should look at the financial markets through an inflation-oriented prism. All these variants will do is cause more shutdowns, and in addition to inflation, our economy will see stagflation, dropping production, higher prices, and an economy that just can't find its footing no matter what Washington says or does. We're stuck in this cycle.
Bravo, Eric.
Hey, thank you.
Powell's going to be saying today. He's going to be testifying to the Senate Banking Committee. And, of course, you know, now they're trying to bargain with us. You know, they've got the tools. But, again, the Fed's balance sheet is now climbing at $120 billion. You go to My Financial Sense and check out the climbing of basically the debt ceiling and also the Fed balance sheet. Again, don't expect this tapering to go as planned. The Fed has no dry powder. Again, interest rates have been at nearly zero for more than a decade. The next variant or the next black swan, they don't dare go negative on interest rates. And again, we'll hear the Fed speak about tapering and raising interest rates. But, you know, Eric, that's all talk. Mm-hmm. They don't upset the apple cart. Washington can't be bothered with any crisis this close to the end of the year and holiday season. Again, we don't have to be soon. We'll be talking about raising the debt ceiling, and that's on Washington's docket here by the end of the year. And, you know, Eric, December's always busy, especially in Washington, irrespective of what they plan, you know, these veil ski trips or where the Washington elite want to go for their vacation.
So what should investors do this close to the holidays? Will we have a Santa Claus or a rally this year?
You know, hopefully we're going to see some type of uptick, but really, you know, it's more like a category killer rally.
Explain category killer rally.
Well, just look around. You know, when you were out and about in Thanksgiving, you know, the gas pumps are, you know, full, and, you know, places to eat, you have to wait a lot longer. Again, companies that are thriving during this pandemic, it's not the mom-and-pop businesses, you know, on Main Street. Again, it's the mega corporations, but they can't find employees either, so you know what's happening.
The corporations and stocks are automated and get by with fewer employees. The super gas stations with fast food, with drive-thrus, they are profitable because during a pandemic, all the public cares about is just getting their expectations met this Christmas season. How can listeners get that list of the category killers from you and your team?
Well, Eric, they can call us this morning at 505-828-4068 or go to our website, myfinancialsense.com, to learn more about our firm. And lastly, I want to mention Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. We enjoy being with the House of Strauss this week. So
right on, man.
Have a great week, Eric. And
hey,
we'll
you too, Pavlos. Happy holidays to you, my man.
Thank you.